Greetings and welcome once again to Throttle Up. And welcome, a special welcome goes out to all of you critical thinkers. And this is a radio show that is designed to showcase critical thinking and is designed to inform, delimit, empower, and amaze. I am your host, Captain Kevin Smith, U.S. Navy retired. I am a naval aviator and pioneer in the field of critical thinking. Now, this is a special edition of Throttle Up, and it's one that we call the Critical Thinking Tutorial. And this is volume 4 of the 4-volume series on critical thinking, or the Critical Thinking Tutorial. Now, the reason for this 4-volume tutorial is what we think is the growing need for useful, easily employable ideas about critical thinking for real-world applications. This is not just an academic curiosity for us, but we want it to be applicable for most people in their daily lives, in their work lives, professional lives, and so forth. Now, the operational employment of critical thinking essentials is what we are all about. And that's what Throttle Up Radio is about. And that is what Throttle Up Critical Thinking Tutorial, which is this one, that's what this is about. And, of course, the Throttle Up Radio website. So we're going to get right into this show. It's going to be organized a little bit differently. We have a lot of material to cover today as we complete this 4-part series on critical thinking. So to start off this volume 4, I made some notes that I think will be useful in preparing ourselves for the things to come in this volume 4 set or unit. So what can I say about critical thinking? Now I said a lot of things about critical thinking over the course of this 4-part series, also in the course of Throttle Up Radio. And some of it, I guess I'll probably repeat or maybe rephrase it in this introduction to Volume 4 of this series. But let me go ahead and get started with this. Critical thinking consists of a set of cognitive operations designed to strengthen one's power of reason. And I could say that powerful reasoning is in fact employed in order to deal effectively with challenging situations, avoid the quagmire of complexity, and do that which is necessary to achieve mission success. Mission success is not a chance event where one is lucky, but a prearranged set of strategies illuminated by critical thinking that can assure overall success of any purposeful activity. Now, studies conducted by the Max Planck Institute, as well as others, and they have shown that unless specifically trained in critical thinking, and I might add parenthetically the analytics of uncertainty, when confronted with complex situations, most people will perform poorly, and the outcome will in fact be disastrous. Now, more and more people are clamoring for more material and training in the art and science of critical thinking, and complex problem solving with a concomitant de-emphasis on traditional disciplines. Now, over the years, our intellectual landscape has consisted of intellectual and technological silos, which may have been useful in the past analog era, but is no longer useful in the modern digital era. But they persist, and that's the reason for this show. We want to break down these silos and to recreate our intellectual landscape to make it more effective and more useful for today. But these silos persist, even in spite of the fact that more and more people are clamoring for multidisciplined ideas and courses. Now, in politics, if we don't interject some critical thinking in our discourse and do it right away, we will be overcome by intellectual nonsense, unable to do even the basics of rational thought, consistently perplexed about why all of our political initiatives, such as Obamacare, end up in failures. Critical thinking ought to be the bedrock discipline from which all other studies emerge. And I guess that's one of our quests here on Throttle Up, is to encourage that basic idea here that critical thinking ought to be the bedrock discipline. Now, critical thinking ought to be the quintessential discipline defining America. America should be synonymous with critical thinking, and we should become the world leader in this area. As in the past, critical thinking should emerge from the Department of Defense, I believe, and permeate throughout all of our society. Okay, so that is our introduction to critical thinking. And now we are going to proceed to continue along the critical thinking superhighway and discuss important aspects of critical thinking, and then we will get into the critical thinking model. Hang on. Okay, so this is a continuation of our journey along the critical thinking superhighway, and this will be the last in the series of the critical thinking tutorial, which is a special edition of Throttle Up. Now, in our last session, volume three, which we call, this is a four-volume series. In our last session, we talked about the fact that we should not ignore that which may run counter to closely held beliefs. And we are beginning to look at this whole idea of understanding what is really going on in the environment, what is really going on in our lives, what is what we would call clarify the actual. Clarify about what is actually happening, not what somebody has told you has occurred, because that may be biased. Be very, very careful of cognitive bias. Cognitive bias is a dangerous disease that affects our mental processing in a great way. And so we want to eliminate that. And the way we do that is we, first of all, issue a caution. Do not ignore that which may run counter to closely held beliefs. And then when we are looking at the environment and looking at it objectively, we need to do a couple of things. The first thing we need to do is to discriminate between signals. All right. Now, we talked about signal detection, but this is particularly important. We want to discriminate and consider if the signal rises to event status. Now, not all signals are events. So, is the signal significant or non-significant? And so we need to understand and we need to recognize what constitutes an event and what doesn't. And that becomes part of this whole critical thinking process, which we will get into in detail as we examine the critical thinking model. Now, we could say with respect to events, a mission critical event should always be given priority. So if something rises to event status, then we need to ask ourselves one further question, which is the event mission critical? Okay. What does that mean? Critical of what? Well, critical to us, critical to our surroundings, critical to our family, critical to our community, critical to our country. Right? If the event is mission critical, then we can further describe it in terms of what is it critical to, or who will it affect. Okay. Now, if the event is critical or mission critical, orient the event or the mission critical event within the problem space, and the problem space resides within the proper playing field. Now, here you see that, okay, so this is a little bit complicated, if you will, because it's actually three elements that need to come together, right? And I try to make it as simple as possible. Really, I don't like things that are overly complicated. That's just not useful in the real world. If it's not usable, then we shouldn't give it much consideration. It has to be applicable to our lives. It has to be useful and productive in terms of us solving problems in our personal lives or in our workspace. So remember the term problem space awareness. That's particularly important. So in order for us to understand the problem space, we need to place the mission critical event within the problem space, and the problem space has to represent the proper field of play or the proper orientation. Okay, now we're going to move to reason. What is it and how can we understand it? All right. So, with respect to reason, remember the motto for critical thinking, which is clarify, reason, win. So, we're going to look at reason now. And reason is either analytic or ad hoc. And here we're going to emphasize the need for analytic reasoning. All right. So, reasoning. Ad hoc reasoning or ad hoc thinking will almost always lead to failure. And that's, I guess we could say that that's the wrong way to go. It's easy mentally, doesn't require any form of mental energy. It's kind of a knee-jerk reaction. So ad hoc reasoning is not the way to go, will almost always lead to failure. And we can prove that. That's fairly easy to prove. Ad hoc reasoning is popular but not effective. Now, an analytic process, or what we call analytic reasoning, is a process that contains three steps. And they are analyze that which needs to be analyzed, evaluate it in terms of what our goal is, or what our mission objectives are, or what our mission statement is, and then finally decide. So when we analyze something, we are actually making a decision. This is part of the decision-making process. And sometimes the decision will require us to do a utility analysis, and that we explain in the on the website of how to do that. You can go to the Throttle Up Radio website, and we should have this tutorial posted on the website so that you can spend a great deal more time on it. Finally, the goal is to maximize utility when we are looking at decisions, in terms of our ability to reason about what we should do. Okay, so that completes our journey along the critical thinking superhighway. And the next stop, or the next portion of this radio show, this tutorial, which is volume 4, this is volume 4 of the special edition of Throttle Up, which is the critical thinking tutorial. And we will be getting to that right away after a very brief break. Okay, this is the special edition of Throttle Up. This is volume 4 of the critical thinking tutorial. And the reason why we are doing the tutorial is because we feel that it is now vitally important that America turn away from what it's doing and begin to embrace this whole idea of critical thinking. So let us start with some introductory remarks, and then we'll get right into the critical thinking model for operators and managers. Now, this critical thinking model has been operationalized, and that means it has been actually tested in the real world, and it is proven to be effective in real-world dynamics, in dynamic situations, in real-world complexities. Now, the fundamental argument for critical thinking is this, that in life, what is most important is not what you think, but how you think. And critical thinking here is key. I might add that before you begin to think, stop and ask yourself, how should I think about this? And the second major point is this. Life's most important decision is either we embrace reason or we do that which is hostile to reason. Okay, we embrace reason or we are hostile to reason. So that's our major decision as humans. Now, the critical thinking concepts are to prepare here to build a critical thinking model. So we are preparing now to build a critical thinking model for operators and managers, and we would like to discuss some items. How information processing occurs in a critical thinking algorithm. And this is how the critical thinking algorithm or the critical thinking model works. The first thing is information is received about some aspect of reality. Could be the state of the world, your environment, your business, operation, or mission. Item 2 here is that this information is determined to be either important or not important. And remember this one, because it's particularly important. There may be things out there that are not important, are not germane to the situation, what we call noise. They're just noise. They are distractors. So keep that in mind. Now, item number 3 is the further considerations are made concerning level of significance and urgency generated by this revealed information. And so if the information comes in and it is not noise, then we further consider it. What is its level of significance? How urgent is it? And how can we understand it with respect to that? Item 4 here is the problem, challenge, or issue is then clearly specified. And this is done without any reference to a possible solution. Now, that is vitally important. So that's one of the disciplines that we bring to the table. It's not a particularly difficult discipline, but it does require us to stop and think about how we are thinking about something. And the way that we are going to solve a problem effectively or respond effectively to this situation that we have encountered is that the problem, challenge, or issue be clearly specified, and this is done without any reference to a possible solution. And that is one of the things that separates a critical thinker from a conventional thinker, is that the critical thinker will always create a pure problem statement. And a pure problem statement is just what I said. It is something that's clearly specified but has done without any reference to a possible solution. Another way of saying that is, what is the problem for which you are seeking a solution, and do not reference a solution in your problem statement. Item number 5 is the range of solution options or alternatives are specified that may prove effective in dealing with a problem, challenge, or issue. Item number 6 is the decision point, which is the best option or alternative is selected based upon some selection criteria. Okay. And understand, and you can create your own criteria, although you can be helped along by reviewing the material on the website, which references this and is a companion to this tutorial here. But it's important to understand why you are selecting this particular alternative, and what is the selection criteria by which you have used. Okay, let's continue. Item 7 is then execute. The decision is carried out to achieve some measure of success, some type of success. Here we like to use the term mission success, all right, which means that the whole thing, we're looking at it holistically. And finally, item number 8 is measure. After you have executed your decision, measure, the ongoing performance is measured and corrections are made if necessary. All right, so that is the essence of the critical thinking model that we are about to present. And we will use the critical thinking model and the critical thinking algorithm interchangeably. They basically mean the same thing for the purposes of our tutorial here. Now, some useful definitions of critical thinking. Critical thinking is used to correct the most common and persistent problems associated with errors of judgment and choice. Evidence has shown that these errors are often committed by amateurs and experts alike. Importantly, critical thinking is a defined conceptual construct and set of cognitive performance aids of proven value that, when activated, sharpens observations, clarifies the actual, improves problem solving, and optimizes mission success. Critical thinking is a skill that can be learned, lends itself to practice, and when used with intent, can achieve amazing results. Finally, a growing body of evidence profoundly suggests that critical thinking is needed now more than ever due to our diminishing ability as individuals and as a nation to solve problems effectively and efficiently. Now we are going to present the critical thinking model, and we will attempt to get through this during this volume 4. And some of it may sound a bit dense, and some of it we're going to move through it fairly rapidly. But again, you can review this model at your leisure on the Throttle Up Radio website, and I would encourage you to do so. Now, the critical thinking model is based upon these three major components or three major steps. So it's not all that complicated from a top-level perspective. It's been refined and refined through the course of actual operations, and this is what we have settled on for the critical thinking model for operational personnel and for managers. The first step is to observe with clarity. And that means that we observe the world and one's immediate surroundings objectively. Reality is an objective fact. Extreme care must be taken to avoid observing with the goal of supporting one's cherished beliefs. One must be consistent in clarifying the actual. The second portion of this model is this: employ reason. The critical thinker uses the power of reason to determine a specific course of action necessary to achieve success. Employ reason also means to be analytical. Use an analytical process to address all significant challenges. Avoid that which is ad hoc. Employ analytic reasoning. All right. Item three, or component three, of this critical thinking model. It's a three-component model. Component three is perform well, and that's particularly important. So when you're actually doing something after you have selected your course of action, when you implement it, you have to do it well, otherwise the whole system breaks down. Perform well. Do what is necessary and do it well. Always do your best. This involves taking action and directing others if needed to achieve winning performance. The goal is always mission success, not personal glory. Perform with precision. So the critical thinking model is based upon the following three steps. This is a summary. Clarify the actual. That's step number one. Step number two is employ analytic reasoning. And step number three is perform with precision. So I'll restate that. Clarify the actual, employ analytic reasoning, and perform with precision. Okay. Now, here, this is going to be a challenge for me. So bear with me here. I'm going to do my best. This is the expanded model. Now, remember, we began with the overall three-step process, which is a very high-level abstraction of the three-step process. We're going to be talking about the elements that are contained within each of the three steps. And I'm going to do my best not to get overly technical here, but to keep it understandable. Again, if you go to the website, you can see this. And I would recommend that you do. And I'm thinking that we probably want to do some kind of a video to support this also. And that's something that we are working on. Hopefully we can get that off the ground fairly soon. Okay, so the first step we talked about observe, right? Observe with clarity. Observe, right? So we're observing something is happening in our environment. We're taking a look. We are detecting signals. We are observing the environment objectively. And how do we do that? Well, the components of observation are this: situate, detect, and orient. So let me discuss them very briefly. And the reason why we want to do this is we want to make sure that we are clear about what we are observing. We want to bring clarity to the process, right? We want to make sure that we have clarified. Critical thinkers always, always consider the fact that they have clarified the actual before they proceed. If we don't clarify the actual before we proceed, then we are on a fool's errand. We are not going to be successful. We are going to do a lot of work, which is going to result in failure. And I can pretty much guarantee that. We have tried this out in actual operations. And if we don't observe with clarity, if we don't clarify the actual, then we are dead in the water. All right, so how do we do that? Again, we situate, detect, and orient. The first item is we situate. We situate ourselves to enhance our observation capabilities. We situate ourselves to enhance data reception. The second item under observe is detect. We detect signals that may be significant. Remember, not all signals are. Not all signals will be significant, but we need to make that determination. We need to discriminate between noise and between actual signals. Three, item three under observe is to orient. We orient events to optimize clarity. What does that mean? Well, we'll discuss that as we go forward, but orientation is a particularly important and highly neglected, often neglected part of critical thinking is the orientation phase. We need to orient ourselves within the problem space. We need to orient the event within the problem space. If it's a mission critical event or if it's just an event, it goes in the problem space to make some to provide us with some understanding of what the event means, how the situation is revealing itself, and how the situation is evolving. So if we don't put it in the proper context, and here we can say contextual analysis is critical, here we can say that when we orient the event within the problem space, we're placing it within some kind of a context. It is not a random event. Remember that. No events are random, okay? No events are random. They are all connected to one another. They all emanate from some event generator that is often unseen but understandable. So orientation becomes extremely important. Okay, so that completes the observation phase. And again, for review, the observation phase consists of three sub-elements, which are situate, detect, and orient. Okay? Now, the second major component of the three-component critical thinking model is reason. Okay? Reason has three elements to it. In fact, all major components of the three component model of critical thinking have three elements to them. So under reason, we have three elements, and the first one is to analyze. And what does that mean? Analyze the situation effectively and to generate alternatives. Now here, it's important that we list all possible alternatives to how we're going to respond to this event under the reason phase. We generate alternatives without jumping to conclusions and without selecting our most favorite alternative. I keep it objective, okay? So we analyze and generate all possible alternatives in our efforts or in our desires to respond to this event that we have observed and understood in the observation phase. Okay, now this doesn't have to take a long time. It can be fairly quick. In the real world, it has to be done in a timely way. It has to be done fairly soon, if not fairly quickly, depending on the situation. And if it requires us to be really quick about how we're going to deal with this particular situation, then we need to employ high-velocity reason, which we will get to later. But high-velocity reason is a portion of it, but it is reserved for those situations that are quickly evolving and highly dynamic. Okay, so under reason we have analyzed, we generate all possible alternatives, and then we evaluate. We evaluate each alternative for its contributions to success or its contributions to mission success. So we need to have some figure of merit here. We need to have some selection criteria in mind or in place to utilize in terms of evaluating each alternative for what we would call its utility with respect to being successful or successfully responding to the event and, as a result, achieving or fostering our ability to achieve mission success. Now, the third item under reason is then decide on the best alternative to achieve mission success. And that decision then is based upon our evaluation of the best course of action. So once we evaluate the best course of action, we select the best, we decide on what to do. And of course, after we decide what to do, then we get into executing that decision, or what we call perform. So the next big section, the third major section of the critical thinking model is perform. And that also has three steps to it, or three elements. And perform means to execute the chosen alternative. So take action and execute that course of action that we have determined is the best course of action. Then along the way, we're going to measure. We're going to measure ongoing performance based upon some kind of performance measures that we have predetermined, but we're going to measure that. We're going to measure ongoing performance. This is particularly important. We don't just execute and forget it. We have to measure ongoing performance because there could be some intervening variables that get in the way that we would require a adjustment or a course correction. So we measure ongoing performance. And finally, we optimize. We apply necessary course corrections. So we optimize this performance phase by applying those course corrections that we would consider to be necessary to ensure that we achieve mission success. Okay, so we will get further into the critical thinking model in our way of explaining critical thinking in with respect to this critical thinking tutorial. Again, this is volume 4 of the 4-part series of the critical thinking tutorial, and we will be right back in a moment. Okay, this is Throttle Up Special Edition, and this special edition addresses itself to the critical thinking tutorial, and this is volume 4 of the critical thinking tutorial. And here we are, deeply involved in the critical thinking model. So let me continue this discussion of this very important subject, which we call the critical thinking model. And the critical thinking model begins by understanding the 3-step process: clarify, reason, win. That's the motto, and how that fits into the model. We have clarify the actual, we have employ analytic reasoning, and then we have perform with precision and win. So that's the critical thinking motto. And under that, we have situate, with respect to clarify the actual. We situate, detect, and orient under reason or employ analytic reason. We have analyze, evaluate, decide. And finally, we have perform or perform with precision. And here we have execute, measure, and optimize. So again, we clarify the actual, we employ reason, and then we perform with precision. Okay, so now what follows here is what we call the critical thinking template. And this is provided for us that actually want to employ critical thinking in our daily lives, for those who want to employ critical thinking in our workspace, for us that want to use critical thinking even as students going through courses on presented by colleges and universities and so forth. And basically for anybody that's interested in critical thinking. Now, this critical thinking template is a way that can help us along the way. So it provides us with a template. It provides us with a point of beginning for each step and each phase along the way. Remember, the critical thinking is an organized set of cognitive operations. And so we can say that the template represents the cognitive operations that we should follow if we want to be serious about being critical thinkers. So let me read here from the section of the critical thinking model document. What follows is a discussion of the critical thinking template. In more modern terms, we can think of such a template as being represented as an app. The homepage of an app is shown above. The representation contains the motto and a more detailed description of the critical thinking three-step process along the top. Along the left side, the breakout of the three-step process into the nine subgroups is presented. Now, the idea here is to select one of the nine subgroups in descending order as one goes about employing the critical thinking model. When a subgroup is selected, a corresponding page will be displayed. All such pages are represented in this section. For example, when the critical thinking category orient is selected, the corresponding page is displayed such that its aspects of critical thinking is fully explained. Okay, so I'm going to go through this template briefly to give you an idea of what it contains. And then, of course, you can, at your leisure, you can visit the website and you can then look at it and begin to understand it more completely. Obviously, this discussion here is just a beginning of our process to understand critical thinking. So the template contains the three-step process, and the first, of course, is to observe with clarity. All right, and that's a three-step process underneath observe. All right, and that is when we observe, we want to situate. And this means that to situate means that we situate ourselves to be able to detect incoming information. We find a favorable position or location. We activate all our sensors, including intuition. And this is particularly important, including intuition. That's a powerful tool for critical thinkers. And we establish proper mindset. Comment here is often our mindset is such that important signals are not understood or worse, may not have been detected. Okay, the second step under observe is to detect. And by detect, we mean detect incoming signals and determine what needs attention. Okay, we focus on signals that may prove significant. We locate sources of signals. This is very important. Where did it come from? We ask ourselves, where did this come from? And we select signals that rise to event status for further examination. We reorient focus from data to events. That's particularly important. We are not data-driven. Critical thinkers are not data-driven. I know most people want you to think that we are, but we're not. We are event-driven, and that's a big difference. Comment, avoid those signals that are distractors. An event is something that needs the operator or manager's attention. Think in terms of events. Now, the third step under observe is to orient. And we talked about this before, this particularly important, often neglected, but let me tell you what I think orient means. Orient the event set in order to clarify the actual. Use clarification tools to help. Orient the event on the risk continuum to determine if risk-producing properties exist. Orient the event within the operational environment in which it legitimately resides. Orient the event set on the event horizon to further clarify the actual. Do not confuse events with data. A data point lacks meaning beyond itself. An event or event set contains meaning beyond itself. This meaning will almost always contain a perception of risk. It is often useful to think of oneself as a risk manager. Now, under problem definition and challenge statement, we want to define the problem. Okay, what is the problem for which one is seeking a solution? Under the challenge statement, what challenges will be faced on the journey to find and implement a solution? Remember that complex systems behave counterintuitively. That is, the plausible tends to be wrong. So that's why we have to have a problem statement or a problem definition written down. And that was our that caution came from J.W. Forrester many years ago, that was dealing with complex systems. Okay, so under reason, we analyze, evaluate, and decide. So we are going to use our reasoning power here. The way we use our reasoning power, we analyze, evaluate, and decide. So under analyze, we utilize analytic reasoning whenever the situation warrants it. Use empirical reasoning for less important matters. So analytic or empirical, depending on the situation, be careful that we don't confuse one with the other. Nevertheless, we generate solution options, often called alternatives. We look for creative solutions to the stated problem and challenges. Often this is outside the box. And then we finally list all candidate alternatives, including creative solutions. And sometimes the creative solution may sound a bit bizarre, but we have to evaluate them in terms of their utility. So we evaluate each alternative against criteria based on the concept of how effective it will likely be in addressing the problem. Okay. The next step under reason is decide. Decide the best course of action, given that one is clearly understanding the problem. Let me restate that without stumbling. Given that one has clearly understood the problem, select the best option or alternative from a list of all possible options. Consider non-traditional solutions. And then select each alternative to a test of reasonableness. Now, finally, under perform, the three-element critical thinking model, the third element is perform. First thing is we execute the best option or alternative. This is your choice because it will most effectively deal with the problem at hand, this is what you have determined. In selecting the best alternative, make sure this option is clearly understood by all players. Further, prepare to be wrong, and importantly, stay objective. Okay, the next step under perform is measure. Measure. Install performance measures to determine how goes it. Measure performance that will bring credit on your professional skills. Ensure performance measures are meaningful and disregard vanity measures. Comment here, performance measures are often neglected, especially in large complex programs or government-run initiatives. It is almost as if many of us do not like bad news. Particularly important is to establish performance measures and use them. And don't be afraid if you see something that is running amiss. Don't be afraid. That's important here. Finally, under performance, optimize. Optimize performance of the ongoing operation by applying timely corrective action to any deviations or deficiencies. Ensure resource management is being appropriately applied. Clearly identify when the operation has gone off track. Big, big item here. Make sure that the operation, if it is not going well, determine when it is going off track or determine if it has gone off track. Quickly recover from all off-track conditions. This may require using innovation and creativity to come up with a solution to why it's gone off track. Detect all deviations early and make small corrections. Do not wait until deviations become large. And finally, we optimize performance, and we do this by understanding our optimization strategies. And of course, these are listed in the critical thinking model presented in the website. So to conclude, I'm going to cover all the major steps in the critical thinking model as a conclusion. First thing is we situate, we detect, and then orient. We analyze, evaluate, decide, and then we execute, measure, and optimize. So for summary, we're going to repeat that. We situate, detect, and orient. Then we analyze, evaluate, decide, and then we execute, measure, and optimize. Now, I can see by the clock that we are about at the end of our four-part series here. This is volume 4 of the Critical Thinking Tutorial. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being interested in this field of critical thinking. I know we have just scratched the surface here, but we will continue to present meaningful information on critical thinking in the weeks and months and years ahead. I hope more and more of us out there are interested in this vital area that we think will propel America forward. We must become better at critical thinking. We must become a nation of critical thinkers. And that is the purpose of this tutorial. That's the purpose of Throttle Up. And that is the purpose of the Throttle Up Radio website as we go forward. Thank you again for your attention, and thank you again for your interest in critical thinking, and thank you, Red State Talk Radio, for allowing us this opportunity, this wonderful opportunity to get the word out on critical thinking. And for all of the people here on the Throttle Up workforce, I would like to express my appreciation for all of you out there listening and your attention. And that concludes Volume 4 of this tutorial.